This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it.
I think something that goes untalked about and unexplained with pregnancy is very beautiful. But the side that people don't talk about, pregnancy is a very, very kind of isolating thing. Mm. And it's something that's like a feeling that I struggle with. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Today, we are talking about pregnancy round technically three.
Yes.
But long-term round two.
So we have put together a list of questions here that we're just going to talk through, see how this one differs from the previous one. And yes. See how things are going, because it's definitely been different.
It's been so different. But before we get started, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to
the show on whatever platform you're listening on.
Please do so. And please comment down below. Give us your thoughts on topics that you want us to cover, on what you think about just the show.
Also, we're doing predictions now for the due date of this child.
Yeah.
The sooner the better. But if you have a guess as to when this child will come, go ahead and comment it if you're on YouTube down below. And you ready to roll into this?
Let's do it, baby.
Let's hit it. Okay, so first question, babe. Walk me through how this pregnancy has been different than the last.
Okay, so before we dive into this episode, I want to just have a disclaimer. This pregnancy has been great, but also difficult for so many reasons that we'll dive into. And I want you guys to know, like, from the get-go, that just because I tell you things that have been difficult and hard and I vent doesn't mean I'm not so beyond happy and ecstatic and blessed to be pregnant. Yeah.
Disclaimer. I accept the disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Thank you. But how has this pregnancy been different? It has been different in probably every possible way. Literally. We are having a little boy. We found out around 20 weeks and 16 weeks. And it made so much sense when we found out we were having a boy, because from day one, my symptoms were different. With Drew, I really wasn't nauseous. I had headaches with Drew and I was tired. But with this little guy, I felt super nauseous. I didn't have any cravings. I don't know. It's just like the original symptoms were completely different.
I feel like Drew's pregnancy was stressful from an emotional standpoint kind of easy from a physical standpoint. And this one's been actually
completely flipped.
No, or hard on both, actually, because you had COVID during this pregnancy. You had allergies for months, dude. You couldn't breathe. The baby's way bigger, so you're more uncomfortable. The baby grew faster. Mm-hmm. He's like 4 weeks ahead of Drew. So
okay. So I want to take you back, though, to the first like trimester. I got hit with emotions and hormones really hard this time. A little bit different than Drew. I think something that goes untalked about and unexplained with pregnancy is very beautiful. And there are so many people out there that love, love, love being pregnant. Because, and I am one of them, as soon as you become pregnant, something switches inside of you where you go into mom mode and you feel this like purpose and you feel filled and you feel so much love and all of these things. But the side that people don't talk about And I remember I was having a hard night. I was emotional. I don't know, you know, how it was being shown. I can't remember, but I remember you and I talking and me just trying to explain it to you that pregnancy is a very, very, I don't want to say isolating, but kind of isolating thing. Mm. And it's something that's like a feeling that I struggle with because all of your hormones are changing and you're so exhausted and you're nauseous and you can't eat certain things and you can't do certain things. And your life is just consumed with the creation of your baby. It kind of isolates you from your community and your friend group. And especially within the first trimester, you aren't sharing the news with a lot of people. So it makes you feel distant. It makes you feel distant from your husband or your spouse sometimes because your emotions are all crazy. And then later on in the pregnancy with your changing body and insecurities and just all of these things, it causes a distance. And I think I was really emotional at the beginning because one, I was so ecstatic to be pregnant again and the fact that we were able to get pregnant again. But two, I was really scared because that was a hard part of our pregnancy with Drew, was how we dealt with it and how I dealt with it with our friends and our family. And I was daunted by taking that on again. So it kind of psyched me out from the beginning a little bit.
I feel like I don't give you enough credit for what that must feel like.
It's okay.
Also, obviously it's the elephant in the room. Maybe that's a bad analogy to use in this scenario, yeah. But like,
why?
But like you're pregnant and it affects every second of every day for you, but you can't, nobody likes the person that like says, oh, I'm pregnant, I can't do this. Or, hey, did you know I'm pregnant? Or like talks about pregnancy all the time. But obviously it affects you all the time. So I don't give you.
If you know me, you know I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal. But now I've tried Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love, but it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein, and Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/eastfam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EASTFAM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/eastfam. And use our code EASTFAM to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Enough credit there.
Well, and I think this pregnancy has been completely different than Drew's, too, because we have Drew. And coming from the background of being an athlete, Andrew and I are obsessive about our bodies. That might sound strange.
Clarify, please.
Yeah, not in a like vain way, but in the way of like health. So like in taking good care and like resting and making sure we are taking our supplements and making sure like our body is operating at its highest level.
Yeah, right? And how chiseled our six pack looks.
Okay,
and
no. That's what he said. And in being pregnant a second time and chasing a toddler around, there's just no time for that. And when I was pregnant with Drew, I did everything I possibly could to really take care of my body, to sleep as much as possible, to keep my feet up, to just sit and watch Netflix for hours on end when I wouldn't feel good, and to make sure I was eating the right thing every single hour and taking all the right vitamins and supplements and like on time, all of it. Well, when you have a toddler who is literally a year and a half and she got COVID and she's had a cold and she's gotten her molars and she's gone through sleep regressions and just all of these things, you don't have time for that. And it's been exhausting and it's made pregnancy a lot harder.
I gotta say though, you've been killing it, and your attitude's been real top notch.
Really, yeah. I will say though, I've been alluding to like this pregnancy is completely different. I'll give you some details as to why. So, I think one of the biggest hurdles to overcome for me mentally when we got pregnant was we weren't really, I don't want to say we weren't prepared to get pregnant when we did, but it was kind of a miracle that we got pregnant on our first try.
Yeah.
And we were expecting it to take a very long time, like it did with Drew. But I think the reason why that was difficult was because it had been a year since we had Drew, and I had finally, not like I was rushing to get there, but I had just gotten to the point where I felt like I was me again. I felt like my core was back. I felt like healed. I felt confident in my skin. I felt like I was truly a mom to Drew instead of just like that pregnancy postpartum body. I felt like we had gotten our groove back. Yeah, I just felt like me. And when you're pregnant, you don't feel like you. Your body is not your own. And so when we got pregnant on the first try, I was like, oh my gosh, that was short-lived. But it's amazing. But the symptoms being different, I, yes, had COVID. I had pregnancy sinusitis or something. I don't know how you say it. Basically,
is that a real thing? It sounds like you made that up.
No, it's like pregnancy stuffy nose. It's like pregnancy causes you to have a congested nose. It's crazy.
That sounds like some weak sauce. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I'm just saying pregnancy sinusitis. Get real.
It was
miserable for you.
It was miserable. I had like allergies for like 4 months. With Drew, she got to be 8.8 pounds, which was a big baby. He's a lot bigger, and I just feel like I'm carrying him a lot different. He feels very like condensed and in the front. Drew felt like she was spread out. He's also already head down as low as possible, which is very uncomfortable. And then something completely different this time around. I have excruciating tailbone pain.
Yeah. An evening at the East household looks like me massaging Sean's left butt cheek. Well, that's pretty much what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's up.
All right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. Yes. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. And it allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
This episode is brought to you by Best Fiends.
Babe, what you doing over there? You seem a little distracted.
We are in the middle of a podcast episode, but I was just checking my Best Fiends app to see if you'd pass me, because I did just beat a new puzzle on Best Fiends.
Wait, which one?
Well, here's the thing. They came out with some brand new levels and some new characters. They got some guys named Bam. They got Vincent. They got Miles. I'm having a blast right now.
I love when they come out with new characters. I couldn't stop playing last night.
Here's the thing. There's always a new challenge, and it's so easy to pick back up where you left off, no matter how long it's been.
And I love that you can just play for a little bit to zone out at the end of the day or in the middle of the night if your daughter wakes up, and you can pick up right where you left off.
The app's great. It's a fun game, fun puzzles. They got fun color schemes, fun characters, and you can play without Wi-Fi. It really is the best. And you can join in on the fun today, too.
Simply download Best Fiends for free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
We'll link it down below. Let's get back to it. You ready for the second question?
Yeah. Wow.
What have you done differently for this pregnancy that you wish you would have done with Drew? Now you've been through the whole thing once. What lessons did you learn from that time that you carried over to this?
With Drew, I learned that you really can't control anything. That it is truly a miracle that is in God's hands. And you and I spent majority of our pregnancy with Drew worrying and in fear. And with this little guy, I feel like we've been excited from day one, which has been awesome. We get we get nervous for sure when it comes to tests or ultrasounds and stuff. But I feel like for the most part, we've just been happy and excited.
So maybe to drill into specifics, when we go to the doctor now or here, whatever results come back with Drew, we were so tuned into, oh, this is slightly abnormal. And what might that mean? And like you get carried away, I feel like, with the negative the abnormal possibilities of what might happen. Would
you live in a world of what if?
Yeah. Like fear. Of,
yeah.
But then I don't know, I guess with Drew, you just realize every kid's different, man.
Yeah.
Just, it is how it is. And life will be great no matter what it looks like.
Well, and
Yeah.
And I think something else that I've done differently this time around than I did with Drew is with Drew, I beat myself up that I had to be that perfect pregnant person. So don't you dare take a bite of a sandwich, or don't you dare
soft cheese.
Yeah. Whatever it is. And I'm not saying that I intentionally go out and eat a cold turkey sub or whatever it might be, but I've given myself a lot more grace this time around and just living my life and under the right guidelines. But I think it makes me more sane and makes the pregnancy easier.
Yeah. I actually feel like you've still adhered to all of the protocol per se, but anytime you might missed up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not this huge emotional like journey for you.
Yes.
Do you feel more prepared for this pregnancy?
I think so. Well, yes and no. Let me say yes and no.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I feel more prepared for this baby. I feel less prepared for this pregnancy.
I'm nervous for the next couple weeks, dude.
Me too. When we got pregnant, I felt like I was like, oh, I know exactly what to expect. I know at week 30, I'm going to start, you know, slowly getting super uncomfortable and just all these things. And then starting by week 10, this pregnancy was completely different in every way, shape, or form. And I was like, I don't know what's happening to my body. And so it feels like it's brand new, which almost makes it harder because athlete mindset, I'm used to like training for something and mentally preparing. And since I'm mentally prepared for almost like the wrong thing every single week, I'm like, oh, I need to reset my expectations and redo my mindset.
What do you mean the wrong thing?
Like, I keep trying to compare this pregnancy to Drew's every week. I'm like, oh, I remember at 36 weeks, this happened. So let's get ready for that. Whereas I still have yet to accept the fact that this is a whole new ballgame.
Yeah. So I want to get a little more specific because you talked about how you do feel more prepared for this pregnancy and you've done some things. What if you could drill down some of the best lessons that you've learned from that first pregnancy? Like, what would the specifics be?
To just not stress, which is really hard, But to truly not stress and just to let it kind of run its course and do its thing and just to be excited for baby and not to be so concerned with all the what ifs. Because when you have a kid, every single moment of your life for the rest of your life can be consumed by a what if, because you love your child so much and you want to protect them. But on top of that, just like little things for me, pregnancy, working out makes pregnancy so much better and easier. Mm. Keeps me sane and I feel like keeps me healthy.
Eat more Chick-fil-A.
Eat more Chick-fil-A.
We've definitely eaten more Chick-fil-A.
Or eat more ice cream. I don't know. Just give yourself grace. I feel like, again, I was so obsessed with everything. I was obsessed with gaining the perfect amount of weight and eating the perfect amount of calories. And just like I lost a lot of the joy of pregnancy and just life with Drew because I obsessed so much. And I think you just got to have to, like, you got to have just more grace.
I think embracing the chaos, like just having the understanding, hey, it's going to be wild out there. Mm-hmm. Just got to ride it out. How do you think Drew's going to react when the baby comes?
Oh, I'm terrified and so excited for Drew. Andrew and I were talking about this the other night on date night, actually last week, that my biggest fear when we went into the hospital to have Drew was what it would do to us. Mm-hmm. You were my world and I couldn't picture sharing you and sharing us with someone else or how that would even work with your heart. And it did. It was difficult for a while just getting used to the transition, but it's you, me, and Drew now. Like it's us.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified going into this little man of the same exact thing. Like you and her are my world. And I don't know how that expands. I don't want her to ever think she's not my little girl. And yeah, I just don't know how to share. That sounds bad.
I feel like in life you go through these phases of, I remember when my brother first went to college and you feel like you lost a brother. And then I remember when he got married and I was like, oh my gosh, he's not my best friend anymore. He's someone else's. Yeah. And like, there's always this fear of what the other side of this phase is going to look like. And for sure with Drew, that first pregnancy, you're like, I feel like we're losing us to a certain extent. Your marriage, it's like, now we're going to be parents and not, you know, a couple. That was my perspective. And now I have the same thing of like, oh shoot, it's you, me, and Drew, and we're going to lose that a little bit. But I think you always gotta, I guess, tell yourself that the next phase is going to be better.
Like, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to be better. I definitely am sentimental though, thinking about, my dad is like this all the time. He's like, oh man, this is the last time we're going to be together as a family, or this is the last time we'll be in Nashville or whatever. You know, he's always like, this is calling out these milestones in life. And just to realize that this will be the last time, these last couple of weeks, that we get to selfishly be with Drew and have that undivided attention for and with her. I don't want to say I'm going to miss it, but it's been great. And I'm trying to soak it all up right now. You know?
Yeah. We will miss it. It'll be better, but we will miss it.
Are you afraid she's going to have like a tantrum? Like people say,
I'm sure she'll act out. I'm sure she'll get jealous. I'm sure he'll get jealous someday. You know, that's normal, but
are you saying we're going to have a third kid? What was that?
Or he'll get jealous of her.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think our family will change and I expect everything to change. So Drew will as well, but
I really think she'll be a great big sister.
Oh, for sure. And she's going to love him so much and she loves babies so much. I pray that I'm capable of being that parent that can still shower her with love and shower him with love at the same time.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bare, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vigamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
We need tips on that, man.
Yeah.
We need some coaching on that.
Yeah.
I'm just so anxious to see what our house is going to feel like when we have a second baby around here, you know?
I know.
It's going to be fun. I'm terrified.
I will say, I went and got a massage today. I went to the chiropractor's office.
Yay.
And there was a 6-week-old baby.
What?
And I was like, yes, I can't wait.
To hold the baby?
I'm just, I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah. Today's episode.
I am so excited for him to join our family.
Yeah. We got a lot to figure out though. Like what is, am I going to be taking Drew and you take baby? I guess we got a game time decision it because we don't know if he's going to breastfeed or bottle feed or are you going to pump or is Drew going to go to school? We got lots of things about that.
I think the craziest part, it literally makes my hands like start sweating. I was sitting at, like we were eating dinner the other night and I had the thought, I was like, how do you put two babies down to sleep by yourself?
Well.
I know we'll figure it out, but it's like, we have Drew's routine. Are you saying like
if one of us is gone?
Yeah. How do you put them both down? You can't just be like, Drew, I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Well, remember the baby's going to be on a different schedule.
I know, but it's like, are you carrying the baby around while you're trying to rock Drew?
We do.
It's just strange.
Our evening routine is like pretty Drew-centered. So we're both up there giving Drew a bath. We both will like do our nighttime routine. I ended up putting it in our crib, but that's like the last 5 minutes of the whole process. So that's what I mean while we're trying to soak it all up. In.
Yeah. Because we used to alternate who would put her to sleep and who would do our nighttime routine. Now it's like we'll both do it every night just so we can soak it up.
What? How do you feel? I don't know if I've asked you this about having a boy.
I'm really excited. I don't know what to do with a boy.
It's going to get rowdy.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to get peed on a lot.
What?
That's what people keep telling me. They're gonna get peed on.
We haven't gotten peed on by Drew at all.
No.
Is that just a timing thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had a boy.
I don't think it's gonna be that much different.
But I'm really excited. I didn't really have a preference either way, girl or boy. I was probably more nervous for a girl because Drew is my girl, you know, and I didn't know how we would separate that. But no, I'm ecstatic.
What do you think are the subconscious differences in parenting that we'll experience? And then what are some of the proactive ways you're going to parent differently with a second? So I already feel like we are, just because of the time that we have available, less like future focused of, hey, you know, we're not going to worry about what the next step is. It's like, no, we're just riding out because we have Drew to take care of. And then we also are less focused on like getting everything ready because I feel like we know we have everything that we need pretty much. So there's already this, hey, you know, this baby just gonna pop right into the scene and not create this whole setting for them.
I agree with that. I feel like with Drew, we were reading every book of like, what do we need to do to prepare and what milestones should she be hitting by the day? I mean, all of it. We were super vigilant about that.
Vigilant. Yeah. Diligent.
They both work.
No?
Does it? Hold on, let me see. Vigilant. Does it? Does it? Vigilant? Keeping careful watch for possible danger. Okay, I'll give it to you. Go ahead.
Maybe.
Continue.
Diligent. About everything with Drew. And with this little man, I feel like we're just kind of in the mindset right now of, oh, we've done it. We'll take each day as it comes and we'll ride it out.
Mm-hmm. And then I would like to...
Andrew and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm sure other parents can relate. It seems like we buy our kids clothes and they grow out of them instantly, which is why, literally instantly, which is why we are so glad we found the brand Posh Peanut. Listen closely, guys. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose, from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They have the cutest patterns too, from florals and Barbie to Disney and Hot Wheels. They have something for every kid that every kid will love, and they're truly made to last.
Jed has to wear his Hot Wheels pajamas every night, and it's honestly adorable. It is adorable. The fabric is really soft and stretchy, which comes in handy when you're still changing diapers.
Oh, for sure. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes.
We also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift idea for any little one. For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
That's poshpeanut.com/EastFam, promo code EastFam. I'm headed there right now.
Let's get back to it.
Consciously make the effort to, one, enjoy the process more.
Yeah.
To realize that you only get this phase once or twice, or however many kids we have, like the infant stage is so stressful for so many reasons, but also like it's the best because the cuddles and you just are in this weird haze, which is not always great, but it's also special in some ways.
Yeah. Well, I feel like with your first two, you don't know what to expect. People try to prepare you, but until you've gone through it, you don't understand. And so, yeah, you're in a state of insanity because you're sleep deprived and food deprived and you don't know what you're doing and your baby's crying and it's just, it's crazy. But then, like, Andrew and I watched our birth vlog the other day and both started bawling and it was like, oh, if only we knew now.
You didn't cry. I was the only one out there crying.
Okay. If only we knew now, though, how fast that goes and then it's truly just a phase and... Like, I just want to cuddle Drew, and I want to go back when she was a baby and soak it in and not be like, oh, I wish I could sleep 2 more hours.
No, you don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back, but you know what I mean.
Just,
yeah. I agree. I think with this little guy, yes, we're going to be exhausted, but I think we'll approach those long nights a little bit differently, or I want to.
Yeah. I do feel like, to your credit, babe, there's not a whole lot that we will change about parenting because you were so... prepared the first time around, like with the sleep schedule and the feeding thing and the whole social, like whatever, all of it, you were just like very prepared. So it's not like we learned any hard lessons the first time around that we're gonna have to.
Yeah, it worked really well with Drew, what we did. And I mean, he might be completely different and need something completely different that we're gonna have to figure out, but I feel like we're prepared to kind of go with the flow on it.
You think the baby's gonna come early?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Frick, I hope he does.
I
for all of our sakes.
Hope if he comes early, he comes after 37 weeks.
All right, that's fair.
But no, I don't think he'll come early.
I'd think he will, actually. I think he will be born this month.
That would be before 37. We don't want that.
Okay.
First week of July, he can come.
Fun fact, apparently the larger the baby is, the slower they actually develop their organs.
Interesting.
That's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, especially for this one, since he's so big, we do want him to bake a little longer.
Yeah.
Get his lungs
We want
underneath
him to come whenever he is ready.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to figure out this tailbone pain, and then I would be totally fine to hang out for a few more weeks. Mm-hmm. But
before the baby comes, though, we for sure need to figure out a name. Or do you think that's just going to be a hospital?
I think it's going to happen at the hospital. I think we're going to be laying in the hospital holding him, and we're going to be like, okay, you think, how about this one?
We just came across a new one the other day. We're like, huh, add that to the list. So
yeah, we have a list right now of like door. Five that were like, oh, that's hospital worthy, meaning we'll take it to the hospital.
A lot of good suggestions from you all, though. So keep tossing them our way, because the door is open and we don't know what it's going to look like. So anyway, you got anything else, babe?
No, I am so excited. I am so impatient and I want to meet him so bad. And I'm just so excited for our family to grow.
We should talk about what our schedule will be with all of our content.
Oh, yeah. So we are trying to do a better job this time. Last time we kind of fell off the face of the earth for maybe a week.
We felt like we fell off the face of the earth, and then we stressed our family out by then trying to catch up and post stuff. So we're trying to, again, live in the moment, soak up every second we can with the new baby, and realize that we only get this phase once. And so we have started planning out what the rollout of podcast episodes is going to be. And anyway, just have some content banked so that we can keep posting stuff while we enjoy time with the newborn.
My one big request this time around with Andrew was, because we work from home and we dictate our own schedules, and like our career doesn't really have a timeline unless we make it. We really didn't take like maternity leave at all. We took a week or two off and then we started working again. And my one big request, especially because we're going to have two and with the transition with Drew and everything, was I wanted a true maternity leave for us to be a family and to not care about anything else in the world. So we are, like he said, working really hard and diligently.
Vigilantly.
Pregnancy brain. To kind of like backlog a bunch of interviews and content, so we'll still be able to be with you guys while we're gone.
Yeah, so I don't think that we'll even miss a single posting.
You don't think so?
Like,
that's the goal.
Video.
Unless he comes early.
And who knows? By the time you listen to this, we might have a baby. Don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know. Anyway, that's all we have. Appreciate your understanding. We are so excited for this next phase and all the help that you've given us to this point. We look forward to continuing to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing to continue.
Yes.
That during this next phase. So thank you for sharing time with us, babe. It's been different this time around, but you've still crushed it.
It's been different.
It's been fun to see how you've grown.
Thank you, baby.
And I love you.
I love you. Little man, we can't wait to meet you. Thank you guys for listening. If you haven't yet,
subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening on. That's all we got. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
And we are the East Fam. Out.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there. We don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcasts on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode, and again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.